Hello, my name is Charlie Moores, and you're about to listen to a compelling shortcast by Puffer, a Manchester hunt saboteur and member of Lancashire Badger Group, who last April was almost killed when he stood up to a gang of badger baiters digging at a local set he was monitoring. Puffer survived a horrendous attack that fortunately he barely remembers, but which left him with deep head wounds, broken teeth, and extensive damage to a ripped ear. But as you'll hear, his concern is not for himself, but for the badgers. For him, and for SABs and monitors up and down the country, heroes on the front line against wildlife crime and animal abuse, first and foremost, it's the badgers that need to survive the baiters. Which is why, as he says at the end of this eloquent and inspirational recording, no matter what happens or what is thrown at him and other SABs, they will never deter us.
My name is Puffer, and I'm a SAB with the Manchester Hunt Saboteurs. I also volunteer for the Lancashire Badger Group, and I'm involved in other various animal rights activities. I've done all these things for many years now, and I owe it all to my friend and my hero of animals, Andrea, who showed me the truth of animal persecution, and I've never looked back since. I've been asked to tell my story from when I was attacked earlier this year, when I came face to face with a group of badger baiters on a set that I watch over. This is located in the Manchester area and resulted in me being on the receiving end of a pretty brutal assault from confronting them. And this is all my own words and all my own opinions. Badger baiting is the lowest of the low of all so-called blood sports, and the people who are involved in it are literally pieces of human shit. These fucking cowards who get pleasure from causing so much pain and suffering to such an amazing, peaceful, secretive and iconic British animal that wants nothing more than to live in peace and avoid humans. Badger baiters don't randomly decide just to go out one day looking for a set to attack. It is a pre-planned event where they will find and monitor sets for long periods of time, usually waiting until breeding season, knowing the sow will be nursing the cubs and knowing a desperate mother will fight and give her life to protect her cubs. Baiters have been known to travel many miles from their own area through many towns, taking many diversionary routes and looping the same roundabouts, doing several diversionary tactics in case being followed. Once at a set, they will block all but one set entrance, then send down a small terrier type dog wearing a GPS locator collar that will then find, corner and attack the badgers. Whilst this is going on, the baiters above ground will use the GPS locator to find the terrier and they will start digging down from above the corner badgers. Once exposed, the badgers in the chamber, they will set larger dogs upon them, along with a terrier, and usually hitting a badger with spades or any other weapons while this is going on, whilst the badger is being slowly mauled to death by the dogs. It is the most horrific, barbaric, medieval, cowardly thing I've ever seen. It is heartbreaking cruelty. The cubs will then also be killed, and have been known to be taken away, reared, and then forced to fight dogs in organised dogfighting ring rackets. You know, this always ends in a badger's death, one way or another. And not to forget the other victims in this, their own dogs, who fight to please their masters, usually receiving horrendous injuries themselves, eventually being discarded like rubbish, rather than them risking taking it to the vet and arousing suspicion from its injuries. Like the Patterdale Terrier found dumped along a road in Derbyshire last year, it was still wearing its locator collar and had unbelievable facial injuries from fighting badgers. It had half its bottom jaw missing, its snout and face were totally disfigured with parts missing, and they just tossed it at the side of a road like a broken tool they no longer wanted. So my experience with badger baiters came this year when I was out walking part of a loop I regularly do set checking in Manchester. It is a set I'm very familiar with and check regularly, and it's been attacked in the past several years. I walked into the woods towards a set and I noticed in the distance two red torch lights on, and straight away my heart has dropped thinking the worst, as I know like hunters and lampers will use red lights at night to be less noticeable. I crept up closer to get a better look and saw there was two groups of men around the set. One group, maybe 2 to 4 men, were stood in front of the main set entrances with two large greyhound-looking type dogs on leads. At the outliner entrance area, there were two men, one holding a small, scruffy, terry-looking dog under his arm, which had a type of homemade-looking pinny around its front, made from what I'd describe as a type of fabric a welder or a sheet metal worker might wear. This pinny will use to protect the dog from the badger, desperately fighting for its cub's life on the ground. They were all talking quietly to each other, were various ages, dressed in camouflage and green dark clothing. Nothing else really stood out too much to me of them. Their accents didn't stand out, nothing. So I quietly backed out of the woods, and my first thought being to call the police and rally some help, but I had no signal on my mobile, so I ran out further out of the woods, still no reception, so decided to head back into the woods towards the set again. They were still there, and I could see spades stood up in the ground on the crown of the set. I came out again, and I don't really remember much of a thought process, but I've seen some horrific videos of badger baiting that I'll never forget. And I knew that there was 5 cubs currently in that set. I'd seen them on some trail camera footage above the set only a few days before, playing on the spoils happily. I just felt I had to do something. I couldn't just stand by and do nothing. So I put on my torch and walked through the woods towards them. Their torch lights went off and they all kind of froze in place as I carried walking nearer. I shone my torch directly on them, saying words to the effect of, "I know what you're doing, you better go now, I've already rang the police." They just stood there and froze, and then one man just ran straight at me, raging mad, throwing punches. So we began fighting, and then I don't really remember much. The details of the whole event are a bit hazy to me. I do remember I came to face down on the ground, was very disorientated and bleeding from my head and face. I checked the set and that was okay, thankfully. I have no idea how long I was unconscious for, but they had appeared to have fled. I then tried gathering myself and made my way out of the woods and walked to a main road and rang a friend who I know lived close by. She came and found me sat on the floor, rang the ambulance, which arrived in 10 minutes, taking me to the hospital. And the police took an unbelievable 16 hours to come and see me. 16 hours. I had a huge open wound to my skull and deep wounds to my face, with like bruising, cuts and swelling, and even had muddy footprints on the back of my head from being stamped on. The top part of my ear was torn away, which the nurses put down to looking from like a dog bite, most likely when I was being beat up. Their dogs became excited and joined in. And, you know, if this is so, that is no fault of the dogs at all. It's just what the owners have taught them to be like, basically. I ended up having over 50 stitches to my face and head. 4 teeth were shattered, ended up being removed or fell out. Broken nose, general bruising and cuts. The next day, I had to go to plastic surgery on my ear to have it mended, like sewn up and reshaped. You know, over time, I think it was 3 ear cartilage infections. I've had lots of follow-up doctor's appointments and hospital appointments, and they've been left with, you know, a pretty extensive scarring. I'm healed well with an option to get plastic surgery on my ear in the future to rebuild and reshape it. Mentally, I'm okay, just I have extra anxiety now, worrying about the safety of the badgers. I was so anxious, I kept going set checking on sets and setting up cameras just a couple of days after the attack. But one day I passed out and, you know, I then realised, okay, I do need to rest. Something people always ask me is, would I do it again? And the simple answer is yes. The badgers were all unharmed. I'm fine, you know, so that's all that mattered. The police investigation still hasn't led to any suspects or convictions that I'm aware of. So these betas are still at large. And interestingly, my set is within 1 mile from another set where a man I know was attacked doing exactly the same thing in 2018. And again, there were no arrests and no convictions. Going forward, we now monitor the set and all these others in the area more often with more boots on the ground. You know, we've got extensive hidden live cellular and trail cameras for evidence gathering. And this also gets us some amazing footage of the badgers. So Lancashire Badger Group are in the process of obtaining a license to reinforce this set in question, something which they did a great job on the other set in the 2018 attack I mentioned. You know, make it extremely hard and slow process for anybody to dig out and a hard area to navigate in general. So what can be done to stop badger baiting? Get in touch with the Badger Trust, find your local badger groups, get advice, get involved, set surveying, check in, start or join a local wildlife group with like-minded people. You know, you can build a network of eyes and ears using social media where, you know, you can all log, film and, you know, interact, speak about suspicious people and suspicious activities. You can sell trail cameras to see your visitor sets. All these things helping to form a presence in your area and deter baiters and other hunters in general. I know from group Simon, this is a very effective strategy in local communities, as well as a great way to learn more about badgers and the other wildlife. If you want to get involved in wildlife protection in a more direct type of intervention, you can contact the Hunt Saboteur Association and find a subgroup local to you. We're always on the lookout for new team members. It would be required to take part in an induction process and training before going out in the field. Illegal hunting goes on daily, unenforced by the police. That is why SABs exist and are out in the field acting as the eyes and ears of the countryside, stopping illegal hunting. SABs are doing what the police should be doing, enforcing the Hunting Act and the Protection of Badgers Act. We intervene to stop all aspects of hunting and blood sports and animal cruelty, including like fox, deer, hare, mink hunting, bird shoots, the badger call, and much more. SABs are on the front line when it comes to stopping blood spots, and we are regularly facing violence from the people who get perverse pleasure from killing animals. We put ourselves between them and the wildlife, and also we have to deal with the propaganda war waged against us, like by the Hunting Office and the Countryside Alliance. But you know, the thing is, we're going nowhere, no matter what they say, no matter what they do. In the past, SABs and activists have given their lives for the cause. They will never deter us. And if they think otherwise, they massively underestimate the force behind our hatred.
Puffer from Manchester Hunt Saboteurs and Lancashire Badger Group. Since this shortcast was recorded, Puffer has received the great news that a licence has now been granted to allow reinforcement work to be carried out on the set referred to in this shortcast. If you'd like to learn more about the work of Manchester Hunt Sabs, please go to their Facebook page at Manchester Hunt Sabs. We've also given more links in the show notes. Thank you very much for listening. If you would like to create a shortcast of your own, please get in touch. You can leave us a message at offtheleashpodcast.co.uk, on Twitter at OTLpodcasts, or on Instagram at OTLpods. And if you'd like to hear more powerful audio supporting animal rights and the environment, we are on all major streaming platforms. Just look for Off the Leash Podcasts and subscribe for free.